Our travel wings have been clipped with the borders closed for the foreseeable future, but there may be some hope on the horizon. Pernod Yacht Cruises and Expeditions wants to operate bubble expeditions, offering New Zealanders the chance to cruise our own country and perhaps Australia in the future. The boutique luxury cruise company, which is already operating in parts of Europe and Tahiti, wants an exemption to offer cruises here this summer. Serena Bratton told me her company would love to bring two ships to New Zealand waters for the December to March season, using one or two quarantine options.
One is either you can be at sea for 28 days, making your time from a point, let's say Singapore, through to New Zealand with just the crew on board. The other one is that you could come into an anchorage, say at Auckland, and be anchored for 14 days with no guests on board, just your crew, and undertake the quarantine there.
So would the crew be tested during this period of time? And I mean, how many crew do you need to run two ships?
So on average, we would have around 100 crew on each of the ships. And these ships, you know, one's in Noumea, which is COVID-free, and the other one's actually in Tahiti, and it's been operating as well. So all of our crew get tested. They get PCR tested. We have PCR testing capability and diagnostic capability on board our ships. But in the case of Tahiti, the French government wished to do that, and they undertake that testing. So yes, indeed, it's very important for us that our crew are regularly tested.
So would the crew all be tested prior to departure, and would they be tested again when they were during that quarantine period or anchored off New Zealand?
Yes. So what we do is we work with the health authorities of the particular jurisdiction where we're going. In some cases, they have their own requirements, which says that anybody arriving by air or sea needs to be tested under their legislative ability, whereby, excuse me, what we say to our guests is that we want our guests and obviously our crew are tested minimum 72 hours beforehand if they're coming from an external, the bubble environment. And this has been very successful. We've operated over the last 2 months, 2.5 months, over 50 expeditions in various parts of the world with no incidents.
So cruise season or expedition season is December through to March for you. Is that right?
Correct. Sometimes we would come in a bit earlier in November, but we're planning for late December through March, yes.
So what are you relying on here? Are you relying on a special exemption from the government, or are you waiting in the hope that there's going to be some change in our border rules?
So firstly, we've been working with Maritime New Zealand, who is the lead agency to oversee the restart of expeditions and cruising in New Zealand. We've been working very closely with them, and they've been working with the cross-border agencies, you know, through Customs, Immigration, Health, Department of Conservation, Ministry of Primary Industries, etc., to try and get the red lights turned green for our style of operation. There appears to be some fairly good progress there, but linked to that is obviously your border opening. And if your border doesn't open, we would then be trying to get approval to come under all of those health guidance and operate just for New Zealanders in New Zealand.
So you say this would just be for New Zealanders. So how many people can you take on board each boat? And it would literally just be New Zealanders taking tours or expeditions around New Zealand. You wouldn't leave our waters. You wouldn't pick up anyone else.
That's correct. And so unless there is a bubble open, let's say for the Trans-Tasman, for the Aussies, but that's the idea. So the La Perouse, she will carry 150 guests, and the Soleil can carry 200 guests. So it's La Perouse where we would like to do a commitment of around 80-plus days in and around the New Zealand coast, because we've got such, you know, proven operations there with the sub-Antarctics, but also in regional New Zealand cruising. And when we have a look, that over 100,000 Kiwis cruise annually. Now, not a lot of them get opportunity to cruise their own coast, or indeed to take an expedition. And the reason being that most of the time when we're in New Zealand, we're chartered by North American companies. So we see this as a tremendous opportunity for us to create product, number one, for Kiwis, and if we're able to, for the Aussies.
Do you think customers would be keen on this? Because obviously there's been a lot of international media attention focused on cruise ships, a lot bigger than the ones that you're talking about, and they're seen as floating petri dishes, you know, so the press hasn't been great around them. Do you actually think people would have the confidence to book a trip on a boat?
Our evidence is that there is demand. And I think that, you know, some of the words that have been bandied around about what cruise ships represent, clearly that has no relevance to the style of operation where we're talking 150 guests. You know, to me, it's a little bit like trying to compare a Gulfstream private jet to an A380 aircraft. So it's very, very different operations.
At the same time, in an infection situation, if someone gets COVID, regardless of whether your ship is only carrying 150 rather than 1,050, it can spread very quickly. What would happen if your boats came here and you were off the coast finishing your isolation period and one of your crew tested positive for COVID? Does that mean all bets are off and that ship's out of action? End of story?
I don't know what the health authority's ruling would be. But clearly, any testing of positive COVID test is they are immediately isolated. We have a series of isolation cabins that are put aside for that purpose. The other thing is that also on, you know, we're new ships, so we aren't old ships. So the whole air conditioning situation on board, we have 100% fresh air coming through all of the cabins, 100% fresh air coming into the public spaces that is then renewed five times every hour. This is new technology. It's nothing like what we've seen or heard or what we even can believe that cruising generally represents.
So in that respect, have you done any work on how much you think this could pump into our economy? Because your kind of boutique adventures on a small ship, and would you call into multiple ports, and how much do you reckon that would pump into our economy?
Yeah, so I haven't done the exact numbers, but I can do those and come back to you. But if you think about the things that we undertake, you know, all of the bunkering for the ship, all of the fresh and frozen stores for the ship, you know, we become a quarantine-exempt vessel when we come to New Zealand. That means that we buy locally. We're not trying to bring containers in from overseas. So there's a lot of hotel technical stores, fresh, frozen produce. All of that goes into those local markets. And then also where we've got then guests flying in and out of different regional areas, very rarely do they fly in the morning, jump on the ship, get off, you know, say in Dunedin and fly straight home. Normally they'll have, you know, additional touring, accommodation, and so the economic benefit gets spread right throughout the whole community.
So since we spoke, Serena Branton did go away and do the sums, and she says bringing a ship here, just one ship for the season, would pump about $4.5 million into the economy. Maritime New Zealand says the maritime border remains closed with only a few specified exceptions, including international fishing and cargo ships. In exceptional circumstances, the DG of Health may grant foreign vessels entry, but they need to demonstrate a humanitarian reason or a compelling need for the ship to be delivered to New Zealand businesses. Now, Maritime New Zealand says at least one cruise ship company has applied for an exemption to allow a foreign ship to enter New Zealand, and this is going through the Ministry of Health's process, but it won't comment specifically on Ponant's plans.